This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Psalm 52 was written by David. He describes a horrible situation. You see, David was on the run from King Saul. Consequently, he sought refuge in the city of Nob, in the place of worship. Sadly, one of Saul's men saw David and reported it to the king. Saul not only ordered Ahimelech, the high priest, to be killed for helping David, but he ordered the death of all 85 priests and their families as well. Needless to say, David felt terrible. He used this horrible massacre to describe what harm one man can do when he uses his tongue to devise destruction and work treachery. Listen to these words.
Why boast about evil, you hero? God's faithful love is constant. Like a sharpened razor, your tongue devises destruction, working treachery. You love evil instead of good, lying instead of speaking truthfully. You love any words that destroy, you treacherous tongue.
Clearly, we can use our tongues in very evil ways. In the New Testament, James picked up on this theme when he wrote, "Consider how a small fire sets ablaze a large forest, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue, a world of unrighteousness, is placed among our members. It stains the whole body, sets the course of life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell." Yes, the tongue is capable of great evil, but it's also capable of great good. Let's remember this principle to live by. We should always use words to help people, not to hurt them.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.